Who are some of the great people in the Old Testament, from Abraham onwards?
Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Among the descendants of Abraham, through whom God began a new thing, the nation of Israel, the most important people mentioned in the book of Genesis are Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And I noticed something about all of them. Something similar about all three. I don't know whether you noticed it. All three of them, their mothers were barren for many, many, many years. Isaac was born when his mother was 90 years old. After his father and mother had been married for probably 40, 50 years. And 25 years after God called Abraham and said, I'm going to give you a son, I'm going to bless the world through you. He never got it. But they prayed, they trusted, they prayed, they trusted, they prayed, they trusted. 25 years later they got it. Think if they had given up. With faith and patience, they inherited the promises. Now Isaac. Now about Abraham we know that. Now if you turn to Genesis chapter 25. We read here in verse 20. Genesis 25 verse 20. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to be his wife. He was 40 years old. And Isaac prayed hard to God for his wife because she was barren. Imagine God choosing a woman to be the wife of his precious servant Abraham's son Isaac, and then allowing her to be barren. I mean, there are a lot of heathen women around who were very fertile and having many children, but this woman was barren. And she was sovereignly chosen by God. Abraham sent his servant and prayed for him, and the servant prayed to God, Lord, lead me to the right woman. And he finds Rebekah, and she comes along with and gets married to Isaac, and lo and behold, she's barren. Now a lot of people would sit back and say, oh well, I suppose that's God's will. But not Isaac. He had experienced, he heard from his father and mother how they got him. And he said, well, I'm not going to give up. If my dad and mom could, I'm only 40, my dad was 90, and he didn't give up. So I'm not going to give up. And he kept on praying and praying and praying. And how long do you think he prayed? Do you know? If you've heard me before, you know. Otherwise, I doubt whether you know. It says here that in verse 26, the last part, Isaac was 60 years old when Jacob was born. How long did he pray? 20 years. Imagine if you have a wife who is barren and you pray and you pray and you pray. Most people will probably give up after 2 or 3 years. Not Isaac. He said, God, I believe you're going to give me a child. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to seek you. You are a good God. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. I'm going to seek you and seek you and seek you. And after 19 years, one day Rebecca says, hey, at last, I'm pregnant. Can you imagine the excitement that Isaac had? God answered prayer. With faith and patience, they inherited the promises. There wouldn't have been any Jacob or nation of Israel if this guy hadn't prayed. A lot of us, we think, well, whatever is God's will happen. You know, that's not Christianity. That's Hinduism. That's a fatalistic attitude. Whatever is God's will, it will happen. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of things in my life didn't happen automatically because I said, Lord, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get it. And you're going to give it to me. Otherwise, something else would have happened, which was not God's will. And I believe a lot of other things have happened in your life which are not God's will because you sit back with this fatalistic attitude and say, whatever will be, will be. Imagine if Isaac had said that. Oh well, whatever will be, will be. I suppose we'll just, Isaac told Rebecca, let's just love one another and be a good testimony. No! We're going to pray that God will give us a child. And let people love. 10, 15 years, no answer. Never mind, I'm going to pray. I thank God for the example of these men. And then Jacob got married. And you know, he wanted to marry Rachel. And his father-in-law cheated him and gave him Leah, the older girl, and then he married her, and then he married Leah's servant and Rachel's servant, and finally he got 10 sons and one daughter. And none of them through his favorite wife, Rachel. She was barren. She was barren. And it says here, Rachel became so desperate in Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30 verse 1, when Rachel realized she wasn't going to have any children for Jacob, she became jealous and she told Jacob, give me sons or I'll die. Boy, what a way to pray. Lord, you got to do this for me. And finally, it says in verse 22, I don't know how many years, but 11 children were born to Jacob before Rachel got a child. 10 sons and one daughter. And then verse 22, God remembered Rachel and God listened to her. That's the word I want you to notice. God listened to her means she was persistently praying and opened her womb. And she got a son named Joseph. And boy, what a ministry that man Joseph, God had planned through Joseph. All of Israel's future was dependent on this little boy. By the time he was 30 years old, things had to change. This boy was destined for something great. And he was born through prayer. These great men in the book of Genesis, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, were all born to mothers who were barren for many, many, many years. But through faith and patience, they asked God and they got something. These things are written for our instruction. Not just in the matter of having children. To have children is not the greatest thing in the world today. But to fulfill the will of God. And also earthly things. Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread as well. We can ask for daily bread. We can ask for physical health. We can ask for children. We can ask for a house. We can ask for a job. We can ask for a wife. We can ask for a husband. God's concerned about everything. And above all, we can ask for an overcoming life. And God will make us a blessing to others. You know, I've been preaching for 45 years at least. And even today, there's hardly a meeting where I don't pray to God and say, God, give me a prophetic word. Give me, Lord, give me. I believe you want to bless your people. If I got up here and said, well, I'm not so sure whether God wants to bless his people today, I'd waste everybody's time. I'm not standing up here to find out whether I'm capable or whether I've got a word in my mind. No! I want to know one thing. Does God want to bless his people today? And I say yes. I believe that. Does he want to bless the people through me? Yes, because I happen to be standing here. If you're standing here, then God wants to bless the people through you. But if you don't believe that, oh, you say, I'm just nobody. I don't know whether God will ever bless through me. I'll assure you, God will never bless anybody through you. Because that's your attitude. No. I'm not here to desire something God doesn't want me to have, but if God puts me up there somewhere to do something, I believe God's going to make me a blessing to other people. I'm not supposed to be a curse to other people. I'm supposed to be a blessing wherever I go, and so are you. The blessing of Abraham. I will bless you and you'll be a blessing. Lord, that is your will for my life. And I'm going to do it. I took that promise many years ago.